17 million iPads, 4 million Apple TVs, Mountain Lion now available, $35 billion in iOS 6 coming this fall. It's Wednesday, July 25th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWake. Today's show is being recorded on my Edmonic headset, so apologies if it's not up to my normal sound standards. Before getting into the news today, I just wanted to say thank you once again to all of those that answered my request to bombard the iTunes stores with new or updated reviews for iWake. You can do that by searching for iWake in the podcast store in iTunes and writing a review. I'm pleased to share that we are just one review away from burying the reason I won the reviews in the first place. So thank you to those nine that wrote new reviews or updated existing ones. Now if just one more person can write a review, I'd call this mission bombardment a success. So thanks again, and with that, let's get on to the rather exciting day of Apple news. First up, Apple has released Mountain Lion. It is due out sometime today, so if you're one of the early listeners of this show, it may not hit the App Store just yet, but be patient, it is coming today. Tim Cook and company announced this at the quarterly earnings call yesterday. It is priced at $20, and I'll be updating to this release sometime this week or next. The other big news has to do with the quarterly earnings call, and there was a lot of news out of that. First up is about the Apple TV. In the questions and answers part of the call, Tim Cook was asked about the Apple TV. Question: did you give an Apple TV number and updated thoughts? Answer: sold 1.3 million last quarter, up more than 170% year over year. Brings fiscal year to 4 million units. This is pretty incredible. Still at a level that we'd call a hobby, continue to pull the string to see where it takes us. Not one to keep around the projects that we don't believe in. A lot of people here that believe in Apple TV. Continue to invest. The next question: don't do hobbies to be hobbies. Do it to make something bigger. So the answer to that, we do it because we think it'll lead us somewhere. We'll see. 4 million isn't a small number, and there are a lot of believers in it. So there you go. There are believers in the Apple TV. I am one of them, but sadly don't live in a place with a TV. So for now, mine goes unused. Another thing that was a theme of this quarterly earnings call was the impact of rumors on sales. According to Tim Cook, try very hard to keep our product roadmap secret and confidential. We go to extremes to do that. That, however, doesn't stop people from speculating or wondering, and they'll never stop doing that. The great thing about this country is that people can say what they think and so forth. I'm not going to spend any energy trying to change that. I'm glad that people want the next thing. I'm super happy about that. There are obviously quite a few that want what we are doing now as well. I'm not going to put any energy into trying to get people to stop speculating. I don't think it would amount to anything. It was a big theme during the call, and Apple is at least saying they feel pressure from the rumors and even see it hit sales in some of their businesses. So, with all that said, how did the company actually do? According to Mac Rumors, for the quarter, Apple posted revenue of $35 billion and net quarterly profits of $8.8 billion that can be added to their war chest of money, or $9.32 per diluted share. Compared to revenue of last year of $28.57 billion, quite a bit more this quarter, and net quarterly profit of $7.31 billion, or $7.79 per diluted share in the year-ago quarter. So this was considered a big miss for Apple, as it was dramatically weaker than what analysts were expecting. The company did beat its own guidance, however. Last quarter, Apple said it would make $34 billion in revenue. It made $35 billion in revenue and earnings of 8.67 per share. They made 9.32 cents per share. So this is the part I hate about analysts. They consider this a big miss when in fact Apple did more than they expected to. I do not understand these guys, and any news that you hear about Apple not hitting expectations is just plain wrong. So with that said, gross margin was 42.8% compared to 41.7% in the year-ago quarter, so slightly better. And international sales accounted for 62% of the quarterly earnings. And what else here? Apple declared their giving back to the shareholders of $2.65 per share, and will be payable on August 16th to shareholders. So that's that, and that will be out to shareholders as of owners of the stock on August 13th. So now on to the big enchilada, the number of devices sold. So quarterly iPhone unit sales reached 26 million units, up 28% from the year ago quarter. And the company sold, what I can hardly believe reading here, 17 million iPads, up 84% of the year ago quarter. That's right, 17 million iPads. I did not misspeak. Apple sold an incredible 17 million iPads. Apple made a note that the education market is really taking a liking to the $400 iPad 2, and has sold quite a bit of those. I should also note that the number of iOS devices sold is now roughly 410 million. By the end of the next quarter, we could be looking at around a half a billion devices sold running iOS. Pretty incredible. Apple made a point of emphasizing iOS 6 coming this fall. Next is Macintoshes. They sold around 4 million of these, a unit increase of 2% over the year ago quarter, and the company sold around 6.8 million iPods, which is a 10% unit decrease over the year ago quarter. Half of those were touches. I should note that the iPod hasn't been updated in 2 years, so if Apple actually updated the iPod this year, it could be a big, big seller. And with that said, Apple still leads the pack when it comes to MP3 player sales, owning the market still dominantly. During the quarter, I should also note that Apple sold around $1.8 billion from the iTunes Store, and iCloud has seen a dramatic increase of users, up to 150 million users from last quarter at 25 million users. So a big growth there. There was much more said during this earnings call. You can read the full transcript over at macrumors.com, which is linked to over on iWakePodcast.com, and in iTunes, Apple releases the audio as a podcast, I believe. So next up, I'd like to share what I'd call tidbits, little short stories here. First up, Apple has a new ad for Siri featuring Martin Scorsese. It's a nice little ad while he's in a limousine. Not my favorite ad for Siri, but a cool one for sure. You can watch it on Apple's YouTube channel. Next, Gruber made the clever point that the Apple TV sold more units this quarter than the Xbox 360 did. While the Xbox is nearing end of life, it still has a few years life left in it for a gaming console. It's rather impressive that this Apple TV hobby sold more units than one of Microsoft's key businesses. Now let's close out the show with two more stories. And these are rather sad stories as they have to do with the shootings out in Colorado. First, according to Hypable, it's a sad story in the fact that it's having to do with the shootings, but both of these are rather cool stories. First up, according to Hypable, Warner Brothers, who produced The Dark Knight Rises, has been in contact with the governor of Colorado's office and will be making a large contribution to those affected by the shootings. The studio will make a donation to the GivingFirst.org fund, which was listed on Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper's website. The general fund will give money to many charities which support victims of the shootings last Friday morning. The studio did not disclose the amount it is donating, but stated it is a large sum. Warner Brothers is the first studio to make a charitable donation to the victims. Additionally, Warner Brothers issued a statement and canceled the Paris premiere in wake of the shootings. Last up today is the news that Christian Bale visited the victims of his attack in the hospital. Warner Brothers did say that Bale decided to visit on his own accord and is not representing the studio in any way. It's a nice gesture, one he didn't have to do, but one he did because I sincerely feel that he is a genuine person with feelings that wants to do what he can do for those affected in this tragedy. I've heard many people on the negative end of things saying it's not his responsibility, he shouldn't have gone and stuff like that. Really, guys, get a life. It's a great thing that he did, and it's not a publicity stunt. It's something I believe he did as a genuine human being. So that's my take on it. Pictures of his visit are available online and linked to in the show notes on iWakePodcast.com. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like the show, please, please be that 10th reviewer and go over to my iTunes page by searching for iWake in the iTunes store and reviewing iWake. I'm trying to get up to 10 at least, If you can be that last one, you're extra awesome. So iWake podcast, simply leave a review. Great way you can help out the show. I also do this thing called iWake Again. You can sign up over at iWakePodcast.com/again. There's also information about what that's all about over there at iWakePodcast.com/again. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.